Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is Three and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
Well, we can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. We did it! Football Friday edition of 3 and Out.
No, it's a Freedom Friday.
It is a Freedom Friday. Except Davey's not. Davey, you going to take
requests? No.
You going to take requests?
Different freedom.
Well, yeah. I know what you mean. I'm just saying, we can roll it all into one.
I tweeted it out last night.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
Did you get any?
Yeah.
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 All right.
He's getting nervous. Right. We're sitting down. Talk too much.
I got a couple for you, too. Creed.
I did get several Creed requests.
I don't believe you.
I thought we already play all the Creed songs.
We do. I'm just telling you, I got a lot of requests for them.
To repeat the same songs you play like on an every other day basis?
To an extent. I did put the disclaimer. If you do give me a song, I'm not saying it's going to get picked.
Right, yeah.
And you're at a better advantage if it's already in the system.
So you don't have to work as hard.
Exactly.
Or at all.
True. I mean, I guess he has to flip through the library and, you know, there's a search feature.
Oh, the work.
It's pretty easy.
Oh, the work is crazy.
Houston?
Ma'am?
We got him.
Ladies and gentlemen. We got him. Feels good. Needed it.
Cade Mays has been freed.
Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
Just by the NCAA.
We're still waiting on Greg Sankey.
Oh, no. Is that a thing?
Yep.
Yep.
As a wise man once said.
Yep.
Yep.
I honestly did not even follow that part
of
the story.
Seems like that should come first. Just maybe that's just me.
So It's like a half free. Like I mean, it's still an all or nothing. Then
I mean,
like we can't. So I can't even celebrate. I thought I was just gonna victory lap all day that we had done it.
I understand. I understand. I'm just letting you know. We are still waiting on.
God, you're so negative.
No, I'm ecstatic. I feel like the SEC is the easy one. I hope. Right.
I don't know of a situation. Outside of grad transfers.
Here we go.
Well, I'm just going off what you're saying, where a person transferred to another SEC school, in particular, an in-division SEC school, and was cleared to play. Houston, you did say before the show started, I don't know of many situations in which someone even tried to go through with that. Just
like D'Angelo
in the past,
Gibbs, he didn't even appeal. He just said, I'm going to sit out a year. Now it's 2 years. I'm not even going to give it a go. Was it Brendan Cox, the linebacker who transferred from Georgia to Florida, the five-star?
Brenton Cox.
Okay. He didn't even try. So, nope, going to have to sit out. I understand that.
His situation was a little different. I think he transferred like 3 weeks before the season started last year. Not a guy who had been on campus since January and was waiting essentially over 9 months to get word back.
Yeah, I mean, this guy's been enrolled for an entire semester. Yeah. So it feel good about it. I mean, at this point, if you're Tennessee, wouldn't you already know that the SEC was going to approve it?
Why are people already mad at me? Houston was the one that brought it up.
No, you brought it up.
No.
No, but you've been negative about it. I'm trying to be positive about it. You're doing what you do. You can't help yourself.
I'm just answering your questions.
I don't think I've asked you a question. Well, I asked you if it was Brendan or Brenton. I'll give you that one.
You didn't even ask him. He just corrected you.
What else is new?
Well, you
but he was.
Right.
I know he was right. He was right this time, yeah, which is good. It's when he corrects me when I'm right. That's when I lose it. I lose my mind. All I'm saying is I don't think Tennessee would have continued to push forward with the NCAA with the second appeal if they knew all along that Greg Sankey was going to say, no, sorry.
I mean, this might be one of the few times that COVID really benefits us. Because, yeah, it might be the first time it's ever happened, but it's also the first time eligibility hasn't mattered.
I got over a week off work.
Yeah, but you were sick and couldn't taste anything.
Too soon.
I pulled the sickest senior prank ever, and I just dipped 3 months early.
That's true.
You graduated.
What do you define as graduated?
To get a diploma.
No.
You didn't get a diploma? I thought you did that drive-thru thing you told us about where you picked up your...
No, they switched that. They made us go. And then my parents, we black-marketed our tickets, made a couple dollars.
Mm. Oh, on the graduation ceremony? I thought it was...
Is there a big secondary market for that?
Huge.
Mm. Huge.
In Farragut?
Huge.
It's like kidneys here and then tickets right below.
Going to be huge.
Yeah, graduation tickets.
All I'm saying is I don't think at this point, if you're Tennessee, why continue to push forward unless you knew Greg Sankey was going to say, yeah, of course you can play. Eligibility doesn't matter. Why would he not be able to play?
Do you normally have to have Greg Sankey approve transfers?
Yeah, but usually it's from out of conference, and he always approves them anyway. But conference to conference, to Davey's point, is the only holdup. But this isn't I lost my starting job at Georgia. I want to go to Tennessee. This was my dad's in a lawsuit against Georgia. He lost his pinky. Mm-hmm. My brother goes to Tennessee. My family lives in Knoxville. My offensive coordinator is now in Tennessee. My O-line coach, who recruited me, is now at Arkansas. I'd like to go back home. This doesn't make sense. How can I play here? Oh, if Greg Sankey were to deny this. All the nice things I've said about Greg Sankey over the last 3-4 months, he'd be dead to me. Dead to me.
You want to go to the South Carolina game with me? There's a...
What? Will has raised his hand.
Tickets for $134 now.
Are you going?
No. Just surprised they got that low. But
thanks for the offer to the thing you're not actually doing.
Now that Cade Mays is cleared, though, I'm a lot... Well, half cleared. I'm a lot more excited about this game.
Yeah.
I'm ready to see us have an old school mauling... Offensive line. We're about to run this thing at you. See if you can stop it.
Try and stop me.
Here it comes.
Try and stop me. Caleb tweets in that former Alabama wide receiver Terrell Shavers has transferred to Mississippi State, and he is immediately eligible with 2 seasons left. Not a grad transfer. So there's one. In the division, it is Mississippi State,
though. For this year?
Yeah.
Well, good.
He's 6'6 and runs a verified 4.38. Maybe we should be glad we didn't get Mississippi State.
Whoa.
What?
Mike Leach is going to love that guy.
I mean, that's an every down receiver right there. Just chuck it up to him. 6'6", running a 4.38. It's like Chris Hannon. Remember Chris Hannon?
Mm-hmm.
Do you really? Or no?
Vaguely.
Spider-Man, they called him.
I do remember the name.
How to catch a football. Mm-hmm. I might give you that one, Will. Feels good.
Yeah.
This offensive line's going to be gnarly. Oh, they're going to be so mean. I'm trying to think of what this does now exactly. Because they weren't sure where they were going to fit Cade in. Because he can play, I think he can play four spots, right?
Can we just put him at left tackle?
Did he play left tackle or did he play right tackle?
When guys got hurt.
Was he good there? I seem to remember somebody in the room saying he didn't look that good when they played against Texas. I think it was Texas.
He didn't.
I mean, the other two guys who were playing tackle for majority of the time were first-round picks this past year at Georgia, so that's mainly why they had him at guard.
Well, I remember watching the South Carolina game, some cut-ups of that. I think he was starting at right tackle that game, yeah. That was early in the season, so maybe one of those guys was out. So what do you do with him? Give me your prime, the primo, Nate Hodges' brain, Tennessee offensive line.
Well, it's pretty easy at center, Brandon Kennedy.
You got yes, Trey, I think that's locked.
Trey Smith at, which that's the on left guard.
Mm-hmm. No, but is that where you would put him?
Oh, well.
Give me.
See, okay.
We'll do the what happens, and then we'll do, I want your football brain offensive line.
If I have been coaching the offensive line from 2 years ago when Pruitt started, if
yes,
I've been
yes.
Jeremy Pruitt's offensive line
yes,
coach this
Nate's
entire
offensive
time,
line, yes. It's very simple.
All right. I would have Brandon Kennedy at center. I don't think he's a, like, five-star blue chipper center, but he's been here so long. He understands the calls. He's a super smart guy. And outside of when he was banged up a little bit, but we didn't know it, and he looked terrible against West Virginia, I feel like when he's healthy,
super solid.
He's held up fine. He should know who to double team and win. And we haven't had any snapping issues from him, which appreciate.
That's true.
Which sounds like a dumb thing, but if you've been here through the Derek Dooley and the Butch Jones and, you know, the
Fulmer teams had issues with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, we got a center this year, but he's left-handed and it spins. You know, I mean, there have been
that was
all kind of issues
I
with the
I still
snap.
Don't understand why you don't just let the guy snap it left-handed. it spins weird in the shotgun. Oh, who cares? Just
catch it and grab the laces.
That was a
– yeah.
So they taught him to snap right-handed, and it was like –
blah, blah, blah.
Got Nathan Peterman killed.
So I got good snaps, and I got a smart guy calling out the protections and identifying the mic and communicating.
6'3", 300, with, sixth-year
with,
senior?
With fifth, my seven, either seven. My veteran quarterback or my true freshman quarterback. Either way, we're taking care
and
of.
Anyone in between. So there's your center, locked down.
All right. I've got – Darnell Wright
mm-hmm.
at right guard.
Ooh, I like
right
at
right. Right guard.
Very easy to
Darnell
remember.
Darnell Wright. Don't make the true sophomore have to get out there on the edge and deal with pass rushers from Georgia and Alabama in space. Just let him maul people in the run game. Put him at the easiest pass protection spot on the line, the quarterback's front side guard. Let Darnell Wright just come off and hit people.
6'6", 330.
Although, I don't know who's missed time. I'm not basing on that. I'm just saying that's how I would have trained him up from Jump Street. He is the more dominant force, but not as good a feat from what I've seen when you compare him with Wanye Morris. So I would put, let's see. What I got? I got Kennedy. I got Wright at right guard.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Smith, in my opinion, I would have played a left tackle this entire time. I would have trained him to be a left tackle. He's the best lineman on your team. Put him a left tackle and just let him play left tackle. You can still run behind him. You can still, you know, do that, and you're good to go. I would have, and this is where it gets a little tricky. You didn't really know you're going to get Cade Mays, so maybe you wouldn't have trained Wanye Morris at guard. But I'd put Wanye Morris at left guard. And have Trey Smith at left tackle, and now on the blind side, I've got my best offensive lineman playing the most important spot. I've got a guy with great feet who's coming into his second year. I know he may or may not have been out recently and all that stuff, but again, not basing it on any of that. And I would have Cade Mays at right tackle, and oh man, Darnell Wright and Cade Mays on the right, I can pound the ball off that side. And if I've got Trey Smith at left tackle, any deficiency that Wanye Morris has in the run game really helps there, and I'm done here. I go with the I go with the two blue chip guys from last year, sophomores. I go with the two established blue chip guys, and then Brandon Kennedy at center, you could probably reshuffle all four of those guys into different spots and still be fine. But I don't know. What are we going to do? We're going to put Cade at right tackle, Trey Smith at left guard. I don't like that we have our third or fourth best lineman playing left tackle. But if we're pretty solid across the board, maybe it doesn't matter. And then right guard, who knows? Who else is even in it? Jameer Johnson and mm-hmm.
Jameer Johnson. You got Kayron Calvert, who started a few games last year. Jerome Carvin, who started a few games last year. And the year before, if I'm not mistaken. And then there's some other guys that they've been high on that I don't think we've seen. I don't think we saw Chris Aperogane last year. Mm-mm. They're really high on Javonte Spraggins, who came in from St. Louis. He's a true freshman.
Yeah,
who got a lot
I
of burn.
Haven't seen him. So
I'm just saying these are guys who have made some splashes. James mm-hmm. Robinson, another freshman, 6'4", 320, who's made some splash so far this offseason. Obviously, you got Cooper Mays. You mentioned Jameer Johnson. Riley Locklear's played a lot of football. And Jackson Lampley, who I don't remember if he played some last year, but I thought maybe, but maybe not. No, he's a redshirt freshman.
I feel like Calvert's a better run blocker than pass blocker. Jameer Johnson would be kind of the swing guy. He's been here a while. He should be able to play either guard, tackle. And Jerome Carvin can play some different spots too. So, I mean, if this offensive line, if Cade Mays is, assuming he's good to go, this offensive line isn't well above average minimum, I'm going to be disappointed this year. I think they'll be good.
Yeah, 4 or 5 stars and a 6-year senior.
And especially when we go out of the gate against South Carolina and Missouri, like we have to have an advantage there. If we don't, then we're in trouble.
They had a guest on the drive yesterday who said the defensive line for South Carolina is struggling. Said they're a little undersized.
Yeah, I mean, they lost.
Yeah, you'd love to see it. You'd love to see it.
And I can't imagine Missouri's going to be – I mean, they've had good defensive linemen in the past, but I mean, that's not going to be a thing. First-year coach. I mean, I don't really know.
An offensive guy.
I really don't know if you could
have – They get Bama in week one. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
I really don't know if you could have a bad combination with – any of those guys. The question is just, do they get it right? Like, do they – and that's where that's what I mean. Like, I don't know how they've been training them, so I could be – you know, Trey Smith in the NFL, he might be best at guard, but he's been your best guy for a long time now. That's why I would have just put him in left tackle, and they go, well, but, coach, he's more like a guard. I don't care. I want him – I've never forgotten this statement. My dad was a band director at places with really good high school football. And the first place he was at when I was a little kid, he said he talked to this guy, this football coach. He won back-to-back, or he won 2 state championships. They weren't bad. And he's like, you know, picking his brain about football, and they're just kind of talking about it. And he goes, you know, the football coach says, you know, the most important thing in high school is getting the right guy in the right position. And too many times coaches overthink it. They're like, well, this guy could do a little bit of this and this mm-hmm. and this. It's like, sometimes just take your best athlete and just put him at quarterback. Like, but he doesn't really look, when he throws it, doesn't really look right. Doesn't really look like a quarter. It's like, so do you want to win football games? Like, so sometimes I think we get too much like that, even in college, where it's like, well, he doesn't exactly look like an NFL left tackle. I don't care. Is he the best lineman on the team? Put him in left tackle. But I don't know. We'll see. They shouldn't have that problem this year, because they should have. I mean, if it's Wanya Morris at left tackle, he should be good enough to play left tackle now. He's a 5-star, 4 or 5-star guy in year 2.
Like, I thought I read he missed some time early in camp and maybe more recently, but they said when he's been out there, he's looked the part. And okay. Darnell Wright started a little slow apparently, but is rounded into to form.
I mean, my guess mm-hmm. would be if Wanye's good to go, what they'll actually do is Wanya Morris at left tackle.
Mm-hmm. Wanya, Trey, Brandon, Trey, and then Andy. Darnell Wright, Cade Mays right tackle, or do you put Cade Mays at right guard? Just run it up the middle every time.
I think Cade Mays will be at right tackle. Okay. And then
slide Darnell into right guard?
Yeah, there's I'm looking at an old depth chart by Dan Harrelson where he had – He did not list K-Maze at all. He kind of noted K-Maze at the spots he could play and starred him with, like, you know, needs a waiver. He has K-Ron Calvert at right tackle and Jerome Carvin at right guard if K-Maze was essentially ineligible. And then has Darnell Wright in the mix at right tackle and at right guard. Jerome Carvin would start and then K-Ron Calvert, you know, so whatever. But those, I mean, that's your seven, I think. Wanya and Darnell, Kennedy, Mason, Smith, of course, and then K-Ron Calvert and Jerome Carvin. I think that's your seven.
But Riley Locklear, he played a lot. I think he got look, we know it's going to be a year where depth really matters. I think Tennessee has a lot of depth.
He's not even listed on here.
You didn't even mention Jameer Johnson, did you?
Well,
no, you said Calvert and Carvin.
So really you have eight. Jameer Johnson's probably ahead of, or at least the same as those two guys.
It just feels good. I mean, I don't know if
Riley Lockyer's behind all those guys, apparently.
I saw him as a starter a few weeks ago. It could have been due to people out.
Yeah,
just saying.
No one knows, man. Too.
You got depth. That's all I'm saying.
And versatility.
I thought you were about to say something negative. Yes, versatility. Well, that's kind of a byproduct.
Don't prejudge him. I mean, that was a
good
question.
No. That's what I said.
All right.
They cross-train these guys, which is good. Sometimes it makes me mad. But, yeah, if you've got – I would like to see if a guy goes down, we just replace that guy, though, instead of the let's shuffle everything.
Well, if you've got eight, I mean, you got three guys, surely you just pick the guy that plays that spot the best, right, and just plug and play.
George Ball tweets in, says, no excuses for the quarterback this year.
I agree. I mean, unless he's just, like, putting the ball on the money and the receivers are just dropping
every pass. Yeah, I was
going to
say, unless it's receivers.
And Will Friend.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, too. I mean, we've got that's 24 stars worth of talent now starting on your offensive line. Out of a possible 25. And the one guy who is a four-star is a, I don't know, eighth-year med student center. I don't know if he's a med student, just he's been in college forever.
Might as well go to med school.
Take advantage, man. It's a free scholarship. Come back next year. Finish it up. Do your thing. If Will Friend can't get these guys to be really good now that Maze is cleared, I'm really good. Right, man, like, is that the floor to be really good?
You got to be better than everybody on your schedule except Alabama. Georgia lost a lot. Like, you probably should be better than Georgia.
No, yeah, they lost all of them, I think,
Florida,
right?
Like, I don't know, like that, but
Florida's offensive line's good. They're not usually, you know, one of the best in the country.
Yours needs to be better than almost everyone on your schedule. They need to play better than that.
Well,
my biggest concern going into the season outside of the quarterback position, which we have talked about at length, but it's the trenches, and so this move, if Greg Sankey clears them, definitely helps you. I don't think anyone's going to argue that having Cade Mays out there along with Trey Smith, who seems like they're going to put Trey and Cade beside each other. If you were asking my opinion, it seems like they play really well and have a really good relationship. So
Trey and Cade?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they...
Yeah, I expect them to be playing next to each other.
Little Birdie says they're both going to be guards, flanking Brandon Kennedy, and each having, I guess, the ability to help out sophomore tackles.
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm looking at Patrick Brown's depth chart. We went through the defense the other day. I guess he put this out right before the Cade Mays stuff, which kind of stinks, I guess. But and there's another post. I guess it's out now. I guess it's common knowledge now. Wanya Morris was out on double quarantine.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that got 28 days.
So that's public now. So that has him a little behind. But so they have Jameer Johnson starting at left tackle with Wanya backing him up. And then obviously Trey Smith at left guard, Kennedy center. At right guard, they have Jerome Carvin. And then at right tackle, Darnell Wright. So you could, I guess, take out Carvin and put Cade Mays in at right guard.
That's what I'm hearing.
Cade Mays played left tackle in the bowl game for Georgia. That's the game I didn't think he was very good in. But again, that's the first time he played
against
that position.
Who was that against?
It was Texas, wasn't it?
Was that game? Yeah. Texas wasn't their most recent bowl game, was it?
Oh, no.
I thought that was 2 years ago.
Did they play last year? Somebody will tweet us.
Like TCU?
No.
No? Anyone?
Baylor? Baylor. They beat Baylor, right?
Nope, Texas. Sugar Bowl.
Okay. Why am I thinking?
That was last year? No.
Nope. Wait, that says
that was the last that was the last game of the season before, but it took place in 19. Why can't this is so hard? It was Baylor 26-14. Yeah. Didn't look good. Like
he didn't.
Good to me.
He didn't. Baylor looked off. They
And Matt Rhule left yet?
I don't. Remember.
He might have announced it. I don't know.
I don't remember, but it was that was a rough game. That Georgia had all those guys out. And people are like, oh, Georgia's going to lose, whatever, whatever. And then, I don't know.
Bob Ball says, run it 70% of the time.
The line got really tight, and I was like, I think Georgia's the lock of the week. And they were, but it was, it wasn't a great game. Yeah, 26-14. If Greg Sankey.
Oh, gosh, I don't even want to think about it.
All right, we won't. We'll hit a break. We'll come back. Stick with us right here. Friday.
If it happens, we're driving to Birmingham. You hear me? We're going down there. We're going to make things happen.
Thank you, Saturday.
I'll hold down the fort.
Mm-hmm.
It was requested.
We're already doing this?
It was requested.
I play here this every day now.
Okay. I played Higher or One Last Breath yesterday. I did not play with arms wide open. Let's see here.
Come on, Greg Sankey.
Who requested this one?
Give us a hug. Take us in.
Hey, Davey. Take care. Is this the original WAP?
Whoa, come on.
With arms wide open.
No, there's a WAP. Actually. WAP.
Yeah, you come.
Wow.
Where's the P?
You ever made an acronym? Open
the, yeah, he. Wow.
You ever made an acronym? Yeah,
it's Eric, arms wide pin.
Eric requested it.
Pin.
Last night at 7:51, he responded to my initial tweet and said, "With arms wide open" by Creed.
All right.
There you go, Eric. One of the 37.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for
that. I think he's number 37. He's just got to stay on our good graces.
All right.
Someone requested safety dance.
Done.
We did that already.
No,
right?
It's in the system.
It is? I wasn't sure.
Well, that's
just as the song?
Yeah, because I started to play it just as a bumper, and then you're like, all right, I like that. And then when you created the intro in like 2017, that's when you put it in there. That's a fact. Like I promise you. Yeah, it was a bumper before it was the theme.
Do you remember what episode that was? I'll have to go back and check the tape.
How many episodes have we done since then? Like 300, and it's been a lot. I can't recall off the top of my head.
Well, we'll get back into some Tennessee talk a little bit later.
What would you like to talk about now?
The Browns. They got a win. I was a little worried.
Shouts out, Jimmy.
But they came out strong.
Got it done. I could not stay awake for the end of this game.
Well, you battled.
I really tried.
You battled.
I tried. I got to the goal line sequence where I thought the Browns were about to go run away with the game, where Chubb, they called it a touchdown. It looked clearly he was down. I don't know what that referee was thinking, but they came back, said, nah, it's a 1 yard line. And then I think I actually fell asleep on first and second down.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember fourth down where they just kind of tried to plow in there from like the 1.5 and they didn't make it. And then Myles Garrett runs an inside stunt, strip sacks Burrow, and they recover again on the 1 yard line, eventually punch it in, and then I don't remember anything after that.
Okay.
That made it like, I don't know.
So you didn't see Baker's interception?
Mm-mm.
Wait.
No, I feel like I saw another.
Who punched it in? What are you talking about?
I saw the Browns punch it in. I did see the Bengals get down there with Giovanni Bernard where they called that a touchdown, and then they put the ball at like the 2-inch line. They handed it to Joe Mixon and he loses 5 yards and they end up having to settle for a field goal. So I guess that's the last score I saw, which made it 31-26, right?
No, the score or the game ended 35-30.
Unless they got two safe. What are you talking? You were sleeping the whole time.
The Bengals scored. They were going to. The Bengals scored, and they wanted to go for two to cut it to 7, but then they overturned it. So I guess they I must have the numbers all wrong. But
they ended up having it 28-16. Is that the one? And then they scored?
Yeah, 28-16. Okay. They had to cut it. They were trying to make it 28-21, but the touchdown never existed. Then they lost 5 yards and kicked the field goal. And yeah, 28-16.
No, they scored to make it 28-23. I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you had figured it out there.
No one knows what
you're
talking
about.
They kicked
a field goal instead of getting a Giovanni Bernard touchdown because Joe Mixon lost 5 yards.
Okay, it was 28-13.
There you go.
They kicked the field goal to make it 28-16.
Yes.
That was in the third quarter.
They were still down 12. Which they kept trying to go for it on fourth down. They actually converted earlier in the drive because cutting it to 12, not a huge benefit, really. I mean, when you're down 15, you really want to get a touchdown. They were going to try to go for two, which Troy Aikman was already talking about how it was a bad decision, which I disagreed with.
He's old school.
Because like you and I have talked about, Houston, when it's getting in the second half, you want to know, you'd rather know that you're only down 7 or know you're down 9 and have to get 2 scores.
Right.
But anyway, it didn't even matter.
Joe Burrow, 37 of 61.
No, you got a new toy. Play with it.
61. He was only sacked 3 times, but I think he was hit a billion.
Yeah, he was taking a beating. I did see enough of it to.
He was hit 8 times.
That like Garrett stripped the ball, and another guy just destroyed him on that same play. Davey's been on the Bengals' offensive line is awful all year, and I think he's right.
You think he's right?
Yeah, well,
they're junk.
I think a lot of people were in on the Bengals' offensive line being trash when that video came out of him running for his life during practice.
I mean, he's pretty athletic.
He can't even get hit, and he's running for his life.
Yeah, no, he was trying to make a play. Red jersey, and then he had like 9 white jerseys chasing him, and his offensive line and orange jerseys were standing still. It was quite the
maybe visual. It was that Butch Jones free play where the line doesn't move because they stole a touchdown once at Cincinnati.
No, it's the classic longest yard play.
Whenever they were talking about having to replace Xavier Suafilo, that's whenever you know your offensive line is bad.
Mm.
He had a stint with the Titans, was not good, but he had been starting for the Bengals. And it's like, that's the guy you're having to replace, and you're talking about how it's a big drop after that? Yeah, your whole line's trash if that's the conversation that's being had.
We didn't really get into this game yesterday on the show. I will say this. I thought the line was a little high. It probably, I guess, was right. I mean, I know the Bengals covered, but the Browns came out, and they looked pretty good. I'll say this. I think Joe Burrow is going to be good. If Baker Mayfield had lost that game last night and played poorly, it would have been bad in Cleveland. That was a big game for him.
How do you grade Baker Mayfield's performance?
I thought he was good. I didn't think he was elite or great, but they pounded the rock with Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Really, Kareem Hunt ran really well.
That interception was pretty bad, though. I feel like
he
just didn't see the safety.
I mean, that's Baker. I mean, this is what, his third year. I mean, he's still going to make those dumb mistakes.
Also, I saw a take, and I want to know what y'all think about this. I can't remember who tweeted it out. Maybe Matthew Berry. Sounds right. But he said that Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb are the best running back tandem in the NFL right now.
I mean, it's stout.
I can't name another one that would be better.
Mayfield was 16 of 23, 2 touchdowns, a pick, and he was not sacked. I'm going to say that's a B-plus game for an NFL quarterback.
He had a pass rating of 110, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But to Will/Matthew Berry's point.
Trey Wingo.
Okay, Trey Wingo. Nick Chubb, 22 carries, 124. That's 5.6 a carry, 2 touchdowns. Kareem Hunt, 10 carries, 86 yards, 8.6 a carry, touchdown. It's pretty good.
Kareem Hunt's he was a monster in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
But
they had to release him. They made the right call. They got their dude now.
Like a lot of situations, though, you don't know how much of it's the back and how much of it's the system, the blocking, all that stuff. He's a good runner.
Well, the Browns' offensive line's pretty good. They've been pretty good for a while. Because Nick Chubb was running all over the league last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he finished second in rushing yards.
Mm-hmm. Odell Beckham Jr. got on the board. Four catches, 74 yards, and a touchdown. Did you see the touchdown?
No.
He was able to get behind the corner.
I thought you watched the game.
I couldn't watch the whole part earlier because I was doing some other stuff.
Okay.
We had a late ball game.
Joe Burrow going to make it the whole season?
I mean,
61 attempts, and he's running for his life on every other throw. Every time they kept him clean, he delivered a good ball. His three touchdowns, he was clean. The last one to Boyd, he had to sneak up in the pocket. It looked like he was going to take off running, and then he just throws a dart to the back of the end
zone.
His
running ability makes him so much harder to defend.
Oh, I agree completely. We said that last year. He's sneaky fast.
I just think throwing 61 passes already in
they can't
like
run the ball.
Second game shows that he's probably going to get injured this year because that's already like giving a pitch count of way too many, plus then also getting hit. 8 times, or even more than that.
I think they'll wake up. I mean, I think they'll have the week and a half off now. Hopefully they'll wake up and try and protect him better with the play calling and the scheme.
Right, right.
He was sacked 3 times against the Chargers, and the Chargers also had 3 quarterback hits on him. So,
The Browns had 8 hits last night.
I mean, both those teams, I feel, have some pretty good pieces at the end position. So,
yeah, for sure. Well, Bosa with the Chargers, right? Mm-hmm. Little Bosa?
Yep. So, he's Bosa and Garrett. They play the Eagles next week.
Younger Bosa. They play the Eagles next week?
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals? All right.
They really melted against Washington. Who do the Eagles have this week?
Rams.
Yeah.
Burrow going to get a win against Philly? Could that be the one?
Well,
is Philly worse than the Browns? They were supposed to be pretty good.
I don't think so. No one knows what to do with Philly because they were missing. At one point last week, they thought they were going to be missing 3 out of their 5 offensive linemen. I believe that one guy came back and tried to
Philly?
Play. Yeah.
Ooh.
And they're starting running back. And
they're struggling at receiver.
At least a receiver.
They've been struggling at receiver.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So they're getting, I think they'll only be missing 1 starting lineman this week. Miles Sanders is starting running back, supposed to be back. So I don't know. I have no idea what to do with Philly. I think they can be good, but they get banged up, and then they also just go into these funks on offense that's what happened on Sunday. It's so weird. It's like they couldn't run the ball, but instead of trying to just manage the game with the short passing game and taking what the defense is giving you, which I feel like anyone in the NFL can do right now. Like, even these bad teams, I feel like, move the football because offense is just so easy.
Yeah.
Like, just, you know, spread the field, find a guy in space, and throw it to him.
Yeah, in that Redskins game, it didn't even seem like the Eagles...
Football team.
Football team. My apologies. Very, very sincere. It's force of habit. Mm-hmm. But it just looked like they didn't adjust. They got up 17-0, got complacent, and then gave up 27 unanswered, couldn't put the ball in the end zone. But it didn't seem like they were making any on-the-fly adjustments. It just seemed like they were doing the definition of insanity, where they were doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
Yeah, I don't know. It did not make a lot of sense. I don't know. I got nothing on the Eagles yet. It's kind of wait and see. I mean, even Carson Wentz, like, he can look like $1 million, and then he can just kind of hold it and pat the ball too long, right? Like, it's like, pull the trigger, bro.
Then everybody get open.
Well,
he throws picks if he has to throw it too early.
Well, and they've got Jalen Reagor. He caught 1 ball for 55 last week, so who knows? Like, I don't know why they drafted him over, you know.
They probably have the best group of tight ends in the league.
Justin Jefferson. Well, but see, he got hurt, right?
Ertz did.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
No.
Didn't he get banged up, though?
I thought Goddard's fine.
No. Wait. So Goddard's fine?
I thought so.
I thought Goddard was out, going to be out time. No, I didn't think Ertz got hurt.
I thought he got banged up. I could be wrong.
The Bears have like 15.
I think you're thinking about Kittle.
Tight ends. I think if you add all of those players together, that's the best group
of
tight
ends. No,
I know
about Kittle. The Bears?
The Bears.
They have 15 of them.
Mm.
Yeah, they have more tight ends than that's a whole nother. We got to hit a break. We'll come back with more. Stick with us right here. Final segment, hour one, Friday edition of 3 and Out. Final segment, hour number one, live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. Pick up some White Claw for the weekend. tons of refreshing flavors for you. Just a hint of fruit flavor with your always refreshing White Claw hard seltzer.
Tom Mars weighed in on Greg Sankey's decision.
What'd he say?
Says Greg Sankey is a great leader. Who has demonstrated his concern for student athletes and a commitment to fairness in decision making. Knowing what I do about Cade's situation, I'm confident Commissioner Sankey will let him play. Boom.
Makes sense.
Boom. You're being summoned.
I got it.
Okay.
Yeah, I got
Just
it.
Just making sure.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
So, do we think that's just lip service, or does it count for something?
I think it's pressure. Well, he should have added him, but he didn't. Yeah,
he didn't even add him?
No.
Why didn't he add him?
Maybe he thinks Greg Sankey's a name searcher.
Or maybe he doesn't want Greg Sankey to actually see it. Maybe it's like...
Maybe it's real. Maybe that's really what he thinks. Mm. It's unprecedented. It's a big decision.
All right.
It's an easy decision, but it's big. For us.
If you were starting a new NFL football team and you had to pick Baker Mayfield or Joe Burrow as your quarterback.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
I watched Greeny give this take. If you had to pick the three big quarterbacks in the state of Ohio to start a franchise, 1, 2, and 3, Justin Fields, Joe Burrow, Baker Mayfield, seems like the only obvious choice there is that Baker Mayfield's 3. Because the potential of Justin Fields is off the charts.
I think it's pretty clear. I would put Fields second right now. But
okay.
Yeah, you could make a case for one. That'd be the next thing I would agree with, I guess. I don't think Baker Mayfield's necessarily bad. I mean, he's trying to resurrect the Browns. I mean,
it's been a tough gig.
At least like you said, and Davey pointed out his QB rating. I mean, I don't think he was
No, he wasn't bad.
He was bad last night. He was super efficient
they
early.
I was going to say, they could run the ball now. He doesn't have to throw it, 40 times a game or 61 times a game. Makes a difference.
Yeah. And really, both these guys project. I mean, Mayfield's shorter, but we're seeing a lot of short quarterbacks really tear up the league right now. So, both these guys project like the new era quarterback, though. They can move around really well. But you don't want them necessarily to take off and run the ball a lot. You just want them to move around to buy more time so then they can find big plays down the field.
Yeah, and then pick up, those first downs when they present themselves.
Is the Tom Brady, Peyton Manning type of quarterback, is that like the dinosaur? Like, is that gone now? Can you even be – if I walk down the street here to –
Because we have Harrison Bailey, I'm going to say yes. You can be that.
I don't know how – well or poorly he runs around. Surely he's not that slow, right?
4.81.
Oh. Okay. Well, I guess we'll wait and see there. But if I walk down the street to one of these really good high school programs, like if they've got a guy who's like got a big arm but he like can't run, does he even get a fair shot anymore? Because now you want a guy that can run around. Are we finally seeing those kids never even playing quarterback? So now when you get to college football and in the NFL, there's no just like stand tall in the pocket guys left.
I can't think of a player that fits that mold that has come out and is playing meaningful minutes in the last 3 years. Maybe Drew Locke.
I mean, yeah,
he moves around. That's not.
He's too.
He bootlegged like crazy.
Well, that's
the
thing.
It's
kind of different too, because I mean, Peyton and Brady at least had they could move a little bit when they were younger. But that's the thing. When you think of Brady and Peyton, you're thinking later on in their career where they've just made sure. All right, the pressure's coming. I'm about to get sacked. I'm just going to fall down. Like, I'm not going to take that hit.
Yeah, but I don't know about Brady. Early in Peyton's career, he was pretty athletic.
He could move around to throw, yeah. But not. It wasn't as big. It just wasn't as big part of the game as it is now.
Do we think Sam Darnold can move around well?
No, maybe that's okay.
Trubisky's okay.
Trubisky
obviously,
runs.
Josh Allen's amazing.
He runs a ton.
I'm thinking all the younger guys.
I was
going
to say,
like,
talking younger guys, okay. Josh Allen. Minshew can run around a little bit.
Yeah, no, he's pretty elusive.
Do we count Tannehill as a young guy? Nah, he runs anyway. It doesn't matter. Derek Carr? Doesn't move around much.
I would put him more in that category of like the Peyton and Brady style.
Yeah, I would too.
I mean,
I would too.
Right now, the
Daniel Jones moves around really well.
Well, here's the thing. I remember the draft, and they shouted out that year. I think I was in college when it was Rivers.
04.
And Roethlisberger, and who else?
Eli.
And Eli Manning, right? Those are the guys I'm talking about. Like, Philip Rivers never ran around, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Ben Roethlisberger runs around, but only because guys just hang on him. Like, he never was really.
Right.
And Eli Manning, I mean, that guy's just, you know, cement blocks on his feet. I mean, you know, they're pocket passers.
Jared Goff?
See, I think Jared Goff, Derek Carr, Drew Lock, there's a whole crew of them now that they've established a new floor for how much you move. All of those guys move more than Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
I'd agree with that.
I think that's the new floor, and I think ideally, though, you want, you know, Joe Burrow, Kyler Murray, you know, maybe Lamar Jackson's a whole nother level of runner.
No,
but Patrick Mahomes, Russell
Josh
Wilson,
Allen,
Josh Allen, guys that if there's 12 yards there, they take off and get it. And if there's no one open, they move around and buy an extra second and a half till someone comes open, and then boom, they hit them with the pass. You're still running to throw, but I don't think we're going to see another wave of those guys. You might see the occasional one dude who, when he hits high school, he can throw it through a brick wall and he's super accurate, and you build a team around him. And so he makes it up and becomes a big time star because he's like has the most arm talent ever seen. But other than that, I think just the way we train kids at an early age and strength, agility, quickness stuff, and I mean, I think everybody will max out their athletic. It's like how all the golfers are in such great shape now.
Yeah,
there's no more
Tiger.
You know,
I mean the
John Daly lookalikes.
Like I was trying to think, and obviously they got Philip Rivers as their starter, but they did draft Jacob Eason. I wouldn't exactly consider him a mobile quarterback.
He moves around, but yeah, definitely not mobile. He's not bad on like a rollout, but he's big.
Yeah, he's
fairly slow.
That's a guy. Yeah,
Joe already mentioned Herbert.
Herbert can run though.
Yeah. He's quick,
big guy. But yeah, he's.
But that's kind of the new floor guy, right? Like, I mean, that's what we're talking about. Everybody, and obviously Tua was the other big rookie this year. He can run around. Hurts is kind of a runner, so I think it's actually trended back. Like it was. I want my big, strong, tall, pocket passing guy. Then it became this debate of like, oh my gosh, look at RG3. He can run the ball. Look at Colin Kaepernick's going to the Super Bowl, running all these zone reads and everything. And then when those guys flamed out because the defenses started playing the zone read differently and stuffing those plays, and they had to adjust with those type of schemes. Now it's kind of trended back where it's like, we don't want necessarily like a running back there. We don't want a statue back there either. Like, we need somebody that can just kind of do everything. And then, I don't know if you guys saw, Kyler Murray rushed for over 100 yards before he took two kneel downs late in the game. He got tackled once on, like, 13 carries or 12 carries or something. He either went out of bounds or slid on every other one. So, like, that's kind of changing the game, too. Because I remember RG3 running a lot and just getting pounded, you know, and eventually he's broken. So, I don't know. It's interesting, and Burrow and Mayfield, both those type of guys last night going at it. It was fun to see. We'll come back, kick off hour number two. Tons of football in the program. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out.